is a recording of the March 31st, 2021 Audit and Finance Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Electric Boardroom.
I'm going to call the meeting to order at 5:02.
I'll wait for you.
And we will do a roll call. And so we know that Director Chastain is on, Director Henderson is on, and Danielle, can you go through the list of other folks that are logged on here for me, please?
Hi, Director Hollis. I can go ahead and do that for you since I can look at it.
Perfect.
I've got Brian Hickey, Mike Hayhurst with KPMG, Julie Haskett, Connie Owens, Rachel Morris-Lee, Bill Learman from KeyBank, and we've got Allison, also from Alaska Permanent, Karen Griffin from Accounting, Sean Scaling, Matt Clarkson, Jim Henderson, Jean Kornmuller, Melissa Beadle, Mark Fouts, Bettina, and Tyler.
Okay. Did anyone else on that Arden did not call? Hearing none, I think we are ready to go. So with that, we do have a quorum, and we will...
Harold, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, I've got an unstable connection here, so stable connection. I may trip off and go to a phone, but I'll keep you advised.
Okay. Yeah, your audio seems to be good, Jim.
I got an unstable connection. Yeah, I'll keep you advised.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so let's move to
turn a camera off, and then that'll save some bandwidth, okay?
All right, thank you. So let's move to approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion? Oh, yeah, do I have a motion?
Director Parks.
Do I have a second?
Second.
So move, Jim Henderson.
All right, we have, I believe Bettina seconded first. Any discussion? I have one agenda item I would like to move, which would be just change the order under item 7, executive session. We would like to move item B to the beginning. So item B and item A would change places. Any discussion on that? All in favor of the revised agenda? Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Hearing none, the agenda is approved as modified. Next item, approval of the minutes. Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes from the last Audit and Finance Committee meeting.
Is there a second? Director Henderson seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes. Moving on to persons to be heard. I don't believe we have anyone tonight, correct? CEO reports.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have the standard reports on the agenda for tonight. I know we have a full agenda. So if there's no specific questions on those, I would let those stand as is. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. I will ask individually, let's go report by report here. And if there are questions or comments, please speak up. So item A, fourth quarter contract status report. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move to item B, capital tracking report. Once again, any comments or questions? Hearing none, we will go to C, operating budget status report. Comments or questions? I'm glad you have all reviewed those, thank you. And then item D, year-end financial statements and variance report. Any comments or questions on that?
This is Director Henderson. I think if I can ask a question on that one, we were pretty far off our budget on margins, and I know you just addressed it, but could somebody just amplify that for this meeting, please?
Of course.
Sherry, do you want to move on that one?
Sure. So as you know, we brought a budget revision to the board to budget for the last 2 months with MLMP. And if you actually look on page 3, which is the year to date, yes, the margins are falling short of budget. However, all of the operating expense, as you know, earlier this year, due to COVID, we were managing operating expenses. And if you, all of the operating expenses, operating and non-operating expenses, and non-operating margins, if you look at all of those items that impact margins, it's only greater by $155,000. So really what we saw is all of this variance from budget is due to revenue. And we're certainly going to talk about that later this evening. But base revenue was down. We went into the acquisition going into October. I think base revenue that impacted sales was 1.2, was just under 1.2. But the November and December revenues were down, bringing the total to over $5 million in base rate revenues under budget. And we'll talk a little bit later than that. But that's your primary variance. It wasn't the expenses. It was revenue.
Yeah. This is Director Henderson. No, I'm aware of it, Sherry. Some people may not be recognize it if they were to read it from an outside of the board. And I think it's important to point out exactly what happened. And it was not something that it caught everybody off guard. I hope that's a fair statement. I apologize if it's just too strong. But no, I think we needed to make sure that people knew we knew what happened, and it was not we couldn't handle it.
No, I think that's totally fine, Jim. Understand, and we'll talk about it a little bit later. But I think one of the big factors was obviously, the shutdown of businesses in the Anchorage area, and in particular the North District with the demand factor. So it's been pretty pronounced, and we'll get into that a little bit more in detail later. But that's the primary reason. Good question.
I know that, and I just I do know that, and I some people may take an umbrage, but I understand what happened, and we're going to make well. We're going to do well with it, so don't worry. I'm not worried.
Thank you, Jim. That was a very valid question, and I'm glad you brought it up. Before we move into, let me ask, are there any other questions on any of the aforementioned reports?
So, Chair?
Do I hear one?
Yes, Chair, I just want, this is Mark Wigan. I dialed in 6-7 minutes late. I'm here now.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. Before we move into new business, I would like to thank Sherry, Kathy, Renee, your entire team. I know you put a lot of work into these reports. I know that we look at them, probably some in more detail than others. So I don't want you to think that we don't think they're important. They are important. As you well know, we have a full schedule tonight, and we want to get to some of the other items as well. But all of your efforts are meaningful, and we do appreciate the work that you put into these reports. I find myself going back and reviewing some of these things as questions come up in my mind. So thank you for that. So with that, we will move to new business, and that would be our 2020 year-end financial information. And Kathy, we appreciate you telling us all about that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll jump right into this and keep it brief. I'll start out on page 3, our 5-year retail megawatt hour sales comparison. We went ahead and included it for this year-end report. But as you can imagine, because of the acquisition of MLMP, this really isn't that useful of a chart anymore. So starting with the first quarter in 2021, we will only include 2020, 2021, and the 2021 budget numbers in here, because the previous 4 years are not very useful information for this, and we'll grow the report back over time in the next 5 years. But at the end of 2020, we were not that far off in our sales. As Sherry discussed earlier, total megawatt hour sales were not that different. It's just the composition of the sales. Large commercial sales are way down, residential sales are up. For Seward, we may still use the 5-year comparison because it's still valid, but there was very little change. We were very close to where we were last year, and just a slight uptick over what we had budgeted for 2020. On the statement of operations, Sherry just kind of reviewed that, so I'm just going to hit it high level. As she explained, all of our variance is primarily in the operating revenues. There was very little variance in operating expenses and interest expense. So we ended the year with margins of just under $5 million, which was quite a bit below what we had budgeted. However, it was not that far off of our 2019 margins. This next slide is just a depiction of our $233 million of operating interest expense, kind of the way the expenses are allocated, that pie chart that I think is useful, and it will be interesting to see over the next year if this changes. We really don't anticipate it to change much, but it will be interesting to watch. This is the most interesting part of this report, because usually the balance sheet doesn't change that much, but this quarter it did because of the acquisition. You can see some significant changes in here. One thing I did want to discuss is the electric plant in service and the accumulated depreciation numbers. For our book purposes and for calculating depreciation, we added the electric plant in service at the same value that MLMP had it on their books. So we increased our utility plant by a little over $1 million. However, in the financial reports for GAAP, we're required to book those assets at net book value, which means basically the increase in the accumulated depreciation of about $400 million will offset the electric plant in service in the financial statements that are published outside of, these are internal financial statements, but the ones that are being published for the annual report and for the bondholders will have the gap presentation of the assets. So our assets nearly doubled. Our accumulated depreciation also nearly doubled. Some of the other big changes in the balance sheet include special funds, where we added $18 million of an asset retirement obligation fund that's set aside to meet that obligation. And cash and restricted cash, of that $59 million, $36 million is the restricted, it's the restricted rate refund that we're required to refund to the, we got the cash from MLP and we're required to refund it to the North District customers over the next 3 years. So that's actually set aside in a separate fund. Materials and supplies, as part of the acquisition, we added about $29 million in new materials and supplies. And deferred charges are up for the year, $64 million. $44 million of that is the premium on the purchase, and the rest of it is related to the acquisition and IMO charges we have incurred over the year preparing for the acquisition. So we kind of blew up the balance sheet this time, and we more than doubled our total assets in the last quarter of 2020. On the liability side, a similar activity, bonds payable. I issued $800 million in bonds at the end of October, so that went way up. Our current installments of long-term obligations is up. Our commercial paper is down to $10 million because we used some of those bond funds that we issued to pay down our commercial paper. And actually right in early January, we were able to pay that down to zero and keep that balance at zero until mid-March when we had to make our annual bond payments on the 2001 and 2002 bonds. So we are actually back to $10 million in commercial paper at the end of the first quarter. Other current and accrued liabilities, that $21 million increase, $12 million of that is the current portion of that restricted rate refund. $3 million of it is accrued leave that we took over for the MLMP employees, and $4 million is the underground surcharge. Also, they transferred the funds to us, but we also incurred the liability related to that. The other $24 million related to the restricted rate refund is in the deferred liabilities because we'll pay that back over the next 2 years. We only have $12 million for the current portion. And then the cost of removal obligation, we had two. We have the asset retirement obligation related to BRU, which is about $25 million, the liability. And then we also booked a cost of removal obligation on their electric plant, similar to what we do with our plant. And that was another $25 million. So once again, much larger balance sheet. In fact, on this slide, we showed the utility plant just kind of where we nearly doubled our utility plant, but the allocation didn't change that much. Kind of predictably, transmission went down because of the nature of the MLMP territory, because they're so compact, they didn't have a lot of transmission assets. They did have a big new plant 2A out there, so generation percentage went up. BRU, of course, went up because we greatly increased our investment in BRU by taking their share of that. But distribution didn't change a whole lot, and neither did general plant. Our equity ratio, as expected, decreased significantly because we incurred $800 million of extra debt. And then the final slide is our statement of cash flows, which starts out showing our assignable margins are not that much different from 2019. However, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one because the numbers, since I did this slide, the numbers have changed. We've been scrambling to pull this, all these numbers together. So these numbers have changed. So I'm going to leave it to Renee to go over the final version of this. It didn't change. I mean, the bottom line didn't change. The total cash is the same. We've just been moving numbers between the acquisition and some of the operating activity. And the investment in the acquisition, when it was all said and done, instead of 687, it's 699. And the net cash use in investing activities was $727 million. But we still ended up with cash and cash equivalents at the end of the period of $59 million. Any questions?
Any questions for Kathy? I don't hear any questions. You're getting off easy tonight.
I am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. If there are no other questions, I think we are ready to move into executive session. So do I have a motion to do so?
I can do it.
Please go ahead.
Director Wiggin, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1 and 3, the Board of Directors, Audit and Finance Committee go into executive session 2, 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2, to discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Do I hear a second?
Second, Jim Henderson.
Thank you. A motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? And the motion passes. We are now in executive session. Okay, we will move to new business, which we have none tonight. And we'll move directly into director comments. And I will start with Director Chastain.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to just reiterate what Director Hollis said when we were still in executive session, closing it up. Great presentation this evening. I really appreciate, you know, everything that Sherry and your entire group does. I know you guys have been working very, very hard trying to do the integration and trying to close out the year, and then you're still able to provide us with very timely information with regards to where we need to be and some things that we need to make some decisions on. And I appreciate the detail of the presentation. I appreciate, again, all the fellow board members who are not even part of the Audit and Finance Committee necessarily coming to these meetings so that we all stay very well informed to help us make really good decisions in a timely manner. So thank you. Very well done this evening. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Director Henderson? Are you still on, Director Henderson? Are you muted? All right, if you're there, chime in, and we will move on. Director Wiggin.
I'll echo what Director Chastain said. Good work. I look forward to our next board meeting when we can get the January and February results, and I may endeavor to come in and see if I can't get some of what Sherry and Arthur discussed tonight, maybe get a one-on-one session to help this engineer understand some of the nuances of all these financial numbers. But thank you very much.
All right. Director Kaysen.
Yes, thank you again for
great team presentation, Lee. Spreading the glory around there, I really continue to be impressed by the teamwork that Chugach presents and obviously incorporates into the management structure. I think that that's certainly what the people of Anchorage need. And I really appreciate all of the hard work of my fellow directors as well. So thank you very much, and hope you all have a nice evening.
Thank you.
This is Tim Henderson. Can you hear me?
Yes. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with my mute button, but I hope that in this crisis that we've encountered, there's opportunity to do something, do new things, and solve and address some of the issues that we've encountered with whole new ideas to resolve them. And I think there's every opportunity to do that, and we certainly have that opportunity in the next couple of months. So let's give it our all, and I know you can do it. So thank you much.
Thank you, Director Henderson. Okay, Director Morris.
Well, I think we knew that acquisition was going to change our lives and the way that we work. But I have to say this meeting and maybe the last operations committee meeting and some of the other things, I feel like we've really raised the level of issues that we're grappling with and raised the requirements on the board, in addition to, of course, the management team, in terms of our competency and our ability to track what's going on and be the strategic partner that the management team needs us to be. And I am, I think, appropriately awed at what is before us and feeling like I'm going to do my best to keep up with the management team. I appreciate the quality and caliber we have both in the management team and my fellow directors to ask these really good questions. And I think this is going to be something that this utility is going to talk about for decades. This thing that we did right before this global pandemic that we'd never seen before. These are the auspicious times, and I'm a bit trepidatious and honored to be part of it on this team. And I appreciate the work that went into tonight and the chunky agenda that we had and Harold leading us so well to the other side. So thank you very much. Good work.
Thank you, Director Morris. Lee, do you have some comments this evening?
Well, I really appreciate, the team working. I know they've been working around the clock for several weeks now, trying to come up with a good solution. And, we know we're always going to have challenges, but we will overcome those challenges. And I think we'll have a good solution for you coming up here in April. I also really do appreciate the input from the board. And you guys just are invaluable in helping us make those strategic decisions. So, Rachel, you couldn't have said it better. It does take all of us, and we are better for it. So thank you much.
Thank you, Lee. And I will just add that...
And Director Hollis?
Oh, I'm sorry. Director Parks.
I know you're trying to silence me tonight, but still, no. I have to really echo what truly all the board directors said prior to me, and also what Lee said. I do think it was an excellent job pulling together the material for tonight, and really these last few meetings, but like Director Moore said, the ops meeting, the audit and finance committee, they're a whole different level, and just really appreciate being part of them. Thanks.
Thank you, Director Parks. I apologize for overlooking you. Out of sight, out of mind. No.
You got it.
I will just add that And I don't want to reiterate, but I would second all the positive comments about the teamwork, about coming up with solutions, about the board who comes to all these committee meetings, very much appreciated. I think we all had this feeling, maybe not the management team so much, but certainly at the board level, we had this feeling that the acquisition is complete. Now we can kick back a bit. We all knew better. We knew that we're going to have challenges, and this is just one challenge amongst many that we're going to face. But I have 100% confidence in Lee and the team and my fellow directors that we will work through these challenges and we'll come out stronger on the other end. We've shown that in the past, and we will continue to do that, I have no doubt. So thank you all. And with that, I will ask for a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor? I think we're done.